Now, one of the things that went through my mind when I thought about interviewing you regarding the Autoland system is, how did this effort really begin, and was there a specific safety gap that Garmin was trying to close with the Garmin Autoland system?
Well, the overall safety gap would have been pilot incapacitation, either due to a medical event or hypoxia. And there have been a lot of accidents over the years through all spectrum of aviation with pilot incapacitation. I think everybody's heard of the pilot that's had a heart attack and nobody else is on the airplane who can land it. In corporate aviation, we had the Payne Stewart accident. In air carrier, we had the Helios 737 accident. The last two, Payne Stewart and Helios, were both two crew airplanes. So it's clear that regardless of how many pilots you have on the airplane, if they're all unconscious, you don't have very much redundancy. So it's clear an automatic solution was needed.
Oh, very good. I think that everyone can see on screen a picture of the Piper Meridian M600 SLS. Tom, who are the folks standing next to the airplane?
So I'm the older guy on the right. The gentleman on the left is our lead flight test engineer, Will Johnson, and in the middle is one of our test pilots named Eric Sargent, both of which are at Oshkosh today.
All right. So the question that came to my mind was, what made the Piper Meridian, the Cirrus Vision Jet, and the TBM-950 good candidates for airplanes that you would want to develop this system?
Okay, that's a good question. So of those three, all three are the M600, the Cirrus Jet, and the TBM-940 are all turbine airplanes, and they're all single-pilot airplanes. So turbine airplanes obviously spend most of their time up at the higher altitudes, so that lends itself to the automatic features of Autoland. And they're all single-pilot, so they lend themselves to a pilot incapacitation event. So we wanted to engineer something that could be both mechanically or manually operated by the passengers or automatically operated.
Okay, very good. Now, I know that out there in the audience, pretty much everyone has heard about this Autoland development and the fact that it's now certified on those three airplanes. Well, what does it really look like? I think what we ought to do is show the video of how that was developed and how it really works.
Okay.
There we go. Very good.
Flying has always been rewarding for pilots and passengers. Whether that's traveling efficiently for business or enjoying fun and adventure with family and friends. But the pilot is responsible for keeping those passengers safe. Now there's a new way to protect them. It's Garmin Autonomy, featuring Autoland. Autoland is a revolutionary technology that monitors the pilot's interactions with the aircraft. It automatically activates if it senses the pilot isn't responsive, or it can be manually activated by passengers.
Emergency Autoland activated. The Emergency Autoland system is controlling the aircraft and will land at the safest nearby airport.
Autoland takes complete control of the aircraft. It searches airports for the best option for landing. It considers multiple factors, including fuel range, weather, and runway size. And it flies around terrain and weather. It automatically communicates with air traffic control and transmits the appropriate transponder code. And it updates passengers with flight progress, including time to landing.
Emergency Autoland has already informed air traffic control of your situation. Your estimated time to landing is shown on the top of all three displays.
Autoland autonomously flies the approach.
Your airplane has begun maneuvering into position for the final approach to landing. The Emergency Autoland system is controlling all flight functions.
And it lands and comes to a full stop on the runway.
Wait for aircraft and propeller to stop before exiting the aircraft.
That's autonomy, featuring Autoland. Only from Garmin.
Well, what a terrific system you've developed. I've just got a note that the judges are about ready to come back. I think the one...
I told them to be quick.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. The one question I think that I asked you this afternoon that everybody would be interested in is, how many Autolands did you actually do to get this system certified?
Okay, we did in total over 890 Autolands in development. Now, including the demonstrations, we're well over 1,300. Now, all those were not necessarily full Autolands to full stops. If we were not working on the braking algorithm, we might do a touch and go, but over almost 900 development landings, several hundred approaches when working on the approach algorithms and the flare logic, and several hundred high-speed taxi runs to develop the braking logic.
Okay. Tom, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day here, and thank you so much. I'm glad I learned a lot. All right. So, I think we have some results to report. The first thing, on the downside, I received a note that the audience poll, there was a glitch, and we didn't get any results. Sorry for that. We had a 50-50 chance, I guess, but it didn't work out. So judges are back, and I think the first thing, I'll give this back to the chief judge. And what I'd like to do is ask the judges, do you want to make any additional comment here before you before we do the awarding?
You're going to sum up our comments. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. I think we're going to press on to awarding
okay,
the prizes.
Okay, very good. And if we could get all of the contestants back up on stage. So what we're going to try to do is get everyone on stage and get a picture, a group picture, and then we'll announce the winners. All right, come on, it's an exciting time. Okay, everybody ready?
We're ready.
All right. Third prize goes to Mike Foley for Solar Pilot Guard. Mike? Yeah, hang on.
You can take it with you, too.
Very good.
So I think we were very impressed with your system. We think it needs a little bit more development. We really like the fact that it had environmental effects in there, which seemed to be your key point. And we think you might have a really good product, but you need to take it a little bit more into the market.
Okay, thank you. And now for number two, second place, goes to Ihab Awad for Airball.
And we really like your product, too. The symbology was really interesting. It was very innovative. There was some discussion in the back with all of them that when your things were okay, maybe things should just go blank and quiet. So that was part of the discussion. I think the discussions between visual, audio, heads down, heads up were a big part of what we talked about in the back. We think you have a really good product, though, and you're going out into the market. So good job.
Okay, and for the FIP grand prize, after 5 years of a really determined effort to reduce stall spin accidents and reduce the EAB accident rate, by 50% over 10 years. We're going to announce the winner, and once the winner is announced, he'll receive the plaque, and then Sean Elliott, the Vice President, EAA Vice President of Efficacy and Safety, will come out to present the monetary award. The winner of this year's and final FIP award is Mike Vaccaro for On Speed.
For your product, we really like the audio signal. We thought it was well developed, well thought out, and I think that the folks here thought that was something that the average EAA-er could put in their airplane and would work well. So I think that's what took you over the top, and we wish you well. We hope you get out there into the EAA crowd and make a difference. Excellent. Now we get to stand here. I'm going to put this here for a second, and Sean's going to come over and present you with the check. Come on up, guys. I don't know if we can fit 12, but we'll get a couple.
Well, I had Mike Vaccaro, Leonard Isrick, Cecil Jones, Christopher Jones, Bob Baggerman, Philip Starbuck, Vern Little, and Brian Chastine. All right, I'd like to, first of all, thank the panel of judges. They've stuck with us for now 6 years because we lost 1 year last year. I think that the mix of judges was absolutely terrific. The discussion tonight was right on. I think we all learned a lot. And I also think that this kind of sets the stage for the things that we can do in at EAA. If we set ourselves with a goal, we can achieve that goal, and I really think we should really keep going. Thanks so much, everyone. Good night.